At the United Soybean Board Bio-Based Stakeholders Workshop, I'm speaking with John McIntosh. First of all, John, tell me what company you work for and what you do.
I'm with Signature Krypton Carpet and the VP of Sales.
Well, I understand that you're involved with a very exciting project that's being announced here today. Why don't you just tell me about it?
I will. First of all, it comes on the heels of a project called Project Yellowstone, and I was invited with Doug Giles to attend Yellowstone. And during the discovery phase of that, where we're taking all of these recycled plastics and putting them back into our carpets, mm-hmm. The first install is actually next week at the Snow Lodge. But really what we got to do is kind of dreaming and understanding how nature organizes herself. And we said we can do more. So we're developing a line of products, five products, that are totally inspired by nature and how she organizes herself and the fact there is zero waste in nature. So it's a comprehensive look at what we're doing. For example, the yarn system made by Aquafil has zero virgin raw materials, none. It's 100% recycled content. Our backing system, which contains the polyols from soybeans, the recycled plastics from Yellowstone, and Celceram, which is a waste byproduct of coal to energy, 70% recycled content. So even the products, how they're designed, the design inspiration comes from nature as well. Some of the most famous landmarks in our nation, Old Faithful, Artist Point, Paint Pots, Grant's Village, Caldera, which is short cauldron, which is what the park is. So nature inspired the design of how it's made. It designed the products themselves. So we decided that, hey, we need to add a social responsibility in it as well. So 50 cents a yard will go back, of every square yard we sell, will go back to the Yellowstone Foundation to help protect and preserve the park. So really what's cool is trash and garbage that used to be a headache that polluted our park is now actually helping protect the park.
Now, that is going to be, like you said, installed back into the park.
Yes.
Will any of this kind of product be used for external sales at all?
Oh, yeah. The whole collection is for external use. And we see the patterns transcending a lot of markets, healthcare, corporate, certainly government. Retail, restaurants, and what we're seeing in our initial market search is that these patterns are being accepted across all market segments, which is really interesting because, as I told the foundation, is it only took us 640,000 years to listen to nature. She knows how to do it. She does it right. So really this is an extension of Janine Bennis's theory of biomimicry, of the industrial world in mimicking nature. So we think that it really has it all. Beauty, performance with a new treatment from Krypton. The products clean up 70% better than what's currently out there. So we're being responsible of first use of raw materials.
Well, it sounds like not only an exciting project, but one that potentially will have real benefit back, like you said, to the Yellowstone Foundation, ultimately. Too.
Well, what we hope to do, too, is this, is inspire other companies to think the same way. And so what if 2015, when budget time came around, you know, they could go back and say, we don't need 25%, 30%, 40% of our monies? Because the park, she's paying for herself. So we hope other companies would be challenged because they do more than show people Old Faithful. They have six strategic initiatives, too, that we're really interested in is tomorrow's stewards. How do we inspire our younger generation to think differently? And then the greenest park system. How do we create a model that the world will look at?
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like a wonderful project, and glad I got to meet you, John McIntosh, here at the United Soybean Board Bio-Based Stakeholders Workshop. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.